Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
I'm Dina Blizzard, and it's too early in the morning.
Wow. This is the dumbest show in the whole world.
From Monday
to Friday.
Sometimes on Saturdays.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
Dean stinks.
You never know what's going to happen.
That's your Dateline voice?
I don't know.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't.
It's not a chicken leg. This is a chicken leg.
Look at that manhole cover on my face.
Not a bad rendition of me. Hold on.
What's outside your puerta de clima?
That's Dallas! Yeah!
Good morning, my $5 friends. This is Denise Downey Lambrick from Franklinville, New Jersey. Actually coming to you from a dirty school parking lot. Almost dropped the phone. It's about 12:30 in the morning, so I am on the very last phase of caffeine that I had to stay up this long. Seniors here are, which includes my daughter, are returning from their trip to Disney. The airport thought it would be extra fun to put another plane's luggage up before theirs. So they're running about 40 minutes late. And so we're waiting for the buses to show up. There's about 100 parents here. And I have a feeling we're all going to chip in to unload the buses and head on our way home. So I'm going to say good morning and also say good night because I'm going to be asleep in about 10 minutes. And let's turn it over to our host, Dina Blizzard, with One Funny Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Denise. You win for best mom for being in a dirty parking lot at 12:30 at night. Who hasn't been that person? So that was lovely. I love these little sneak peeks into everyone's life. Please keep sending your videos in. Stephanie will start crying. Oh my gosh. I haven't seen the morning show in so long. Hey, Stephanie. Good morning. I'm a little late, but I'm feeling better today. I know, Kezia, you're right. You're that girl. No. Oh, Mary Coat. So Mary Coat was our big Ugly Monday winner yesterday, and she wasn't even there to win. The one time she wasn't there. So it was a nice, I'm loving watching the morning show from bed. Girl, if I could do the show from bed. It would be good. On a flight to Jamaica as we speak. Christina, you just rubbing it in everybody's. How are you getting that internet up in the sky? Yeah, so I feel a little better today. So that's a good thing. So onward and upward. yeah, so it's Tuesday for anybody that didn't remember. There was a long night here. Apparently, Dean got some kind of stomach bug. So Brooke came to the rescue and was staying up with Dean. I was passed out, and she's knocking on my door every few minutes. She's like, can you come out here?
Sure.
So don't come near my house is what I'm saying. So it's... It's a lot. I feel like, do you ever just feel like, if you look at the course of a year, I'm starting to feel like March, April, May, June are not my good months. You know what I'm saying? You know how when you're a kid, you can just be like, oh my gosh, remember that one time I had chicken pox? Like there'll be like a bad time, but like in your whole childhood. And then you get old. And then the bad time is every year, and it lasts for weeks. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Delta has internet. Oh, it's a hubby and you trip. Oh, good for you. Without kids in years, Christina, why are you on the phone? Shouldn't you be talking to him? She's like, Dina, listen, it's a really special time for me and my husband, and it's just going to be us. And I'm just going to watch your show. So I'm talking to him on the plane. And then I'll figure out somebody else to talk to when I get there. So it's really busy up here on my flight with my special trip with what's his name. It's just lovely. Just so you know, that's exactly how I'd do a trip if I was married. I'd be like, we're going to have such a great time. It's just going to be me and you. I'm just going to watch this internet show and then, you know, do some things without you. Spa. Yeah, I'm ignoring him on the plane. Exactly. As you should. Because part of getting away without children is also talking to no one. Mm-hmm. Mary Jo, funny that you should say it's time to change the tree. It is. So yesterday, if you missed it, and I did fix the calendar yesterday, so let me see if I can pull it up. I kind of shared this yesterday later. So let me just pull it up so I can share it with you again. Share screen. Boom, boom. All right. So let me show you this. So this is a calendar that I worked on for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days. It is to keep you up to date on things that happen on like here. So you're not going to find shows on this calendar. This is just like, what dumb stuff is Dina doing on the internet? And it's right here. So here it is. This is the spring tree. And it says our spring tree is in full bloom starting March 24th. So we're actually late, but this is me trying to get my life together. So we'll be decorating with spring colors, flowers, pictures, and stories of you starting something new. A garden you want to grow, a hobby you've been meaning to start, or hopes for something new. And you can send it to that address. So you can let us know what you're up to. I couldn't click to add my supporter story yesterday. Can you send that note to Tech at One Funny Mother? Because I'll have to have Steph check that. but yes, thank you for telling me. So anyway, if you get a chance, you can upload your videos there for the morning show and any other things that you want to be a part of. Maybe you're newly single and you want to just get your story out there, why you're loving it. Maybe you've met up with some friends, Judy from Saskatoon. Good. Oh, Mandy Waterwiggle McDonald, it's our birthday today. Happy birthday. No one's heard from Tiffany Boom Boom Hall, right? No one's seen if she's updated her name. She was having problems. I'm having cake for breakfast because that's who I am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. I also watched Goonies last night. The other day, I saw some reference to Goonies. So I say to Missy, you've seen Goonies, right? And she was like, no. I was like, what? What are you talking about? I've never seen Goonies. It is like a moment in time. Oh, maybe that was it, Jessica. No other reason than it was 50% off. Eat cake. There you go, Candace. Mm-hmm. We probably scared away Tiffany Boom Boom Hall. She's going to be here. It is on the TV every weekend. I don't know how you can miss it. But it was just like a cute little movie to watch. And I was trying to figure out, let me see. Oh, Tiffany Hall, I just got here. Tiffany, why don't you change it? Are we still waiting because you have to wait it out or something? I don't know. Let me see. What year do you think The Goonies was made? I'm going to pull it up. Don't Google it. I'll Google it. Okay. I was trying to figure out where it was set, like what town it's supposed to be in and what year it was. Such a good movie. So many good. Oh, it is. All right. I have the answers now. 1986. Good guess. I'm sure first I was scared at some parts. Definitely watched this at a young age in the 80s. Yeah. 87, 90, 75. No, it's too early because I would have been 30. 88, 86, Goonies for life. 83, 89. All good guesses. 79, too. It's not the 70s. It's definitely the 80s. It was good. Filmed in Astoria. It is. It's filmed in Oregon. And it was beautiful. And it was the person who hacked my account went to so sad. And then I had to change it back to my name. So now I can't shit. That's it. All right. So we'll give you So Alejandra, who is in charge of monitoring your 24-hour window, said that you can have the extension and that she will be. So mark it down, Alejandra. We have to wait. I don't know if it's 30 days or 60 days. It was 1985. How old were you? What were you doing in 1985? Let's play a game. 1985. I was 13. Yeah, which was literally the perfect age to watch The Goonies. I'm 43. I've never seen The Goonies. And you still haven't watched it. Courtney borrowed a DVD 2 years ago and still hasn't watched it. I'm telling you. Yeah, The Outsiders, that's another one. Tanny was in kindergarten. Girl, why you got to say that? Why you got to say that? You in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Chunk. Mm-hmm. In 95, I was 5, but I love The Goonies. Mm-hmm. Tammy, you've never seen it? How many people? Wasn't born yet. Okay, somebody punch Mandy right in the face. I've never seen the Do we have to have a Goonies watch night? What? Hey, you guys. Rusty, I mean, you could literally say, hey, you guys, and I guess only half the planet will know what you're talking about. We're going to show it at the bowling alley at the Biblioteca. It's so crazy. That's going to be your homework. Mm-hmm. Paula and I would have been hanging out. Sharon, what did I nickname you yesterday? The cookie? Sherry the Cookie Wagner? What did I call you? You got a nickname yesterday. It wasn't like the best one, but it was you. I was too, but I loved it. What? Goonies is my daughter's middle name. What? Carmen. What did you just say? Carmen Cortez. Your daughter's name is something beautiful. Goonies Cortez? Are you Carmen Goonies Cortez? What is happening? What? Sharon Spice. That is it. Cookie Spice. Sharon Spice. Cookie Spice Wagner. Mm-hmm. Baby Ruth. Thank you, Amy. Amy said, I wasn't born yet, but I have seen it. And she wins. Mm-hmm. Cookie Spice. That's what it was. Sharon, I don't know why. Are you waiting for something better? I don't know. All the other ones are mostly dirty that have come up for you. So it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Goonies never say die. Mm-hmm. I should say it's her nickname, but we all call her Goonies. Her actual name is Victoria Rose. Thank God. Carmen. I'll say, you guys. Did you hear what Carmen said today? Her daughter's middle name is Goonies. What's her other daughter's name? Star Trek. What? What? Yeah, she names all of her kids. Middle names are movies. One is Scarface. Bobby Scarface. Cortez. Stand by me. Mm-hmm. These are true coming of age movies. Yep. Mm-hmm. Here comes Bob. I'm single, 62 in Omaha after 32 years of being married. Bob, we don't got a lot of you around here. Welcome. Bob Altman, 62 and single, 32 years. Do you ever think about it when you say it? I remember years ago working at Crate and Barrel. And I took the job a couple different Christmases. Maybe I'll do it again sometime. I liked it. My feet hurt. I might be too old. But I enjoyed it. Anyway, made some nice friends. But it was nice because it was a newly opened store, so everybody was new. Well, there was an older lady. I can't remember her name, but very nice. I don't know how she was. I was walking around. My feet were killing me. And she had to be, I mean, realistically, she was probably in her 60s when I met her. So we're chatting. And she said she was recently divorced and that she was now back working, which she did not think she'd be doing. But she was very happy. So we got to know each other over time. Fine. We're chit-chatting one day. And I said to her, how long were you married? Do you mind me asking? And she said, I was married like 35 years, just like Ottman's was saying. And he said, She said, I said 35 years. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you're hearing those like bigger numbers more now. Like, I feel like when you think of divorce, you think of like younger people, 7 year. But when somebody's like 30, I mean, I was 24, 35, that's a long time. But I said to her, I go, can I ask, like, what was it? Like, did something happen? Was there like an event? And you're just like, that's it. I'm done. Like, was there like a moment? And she was like, no. I was just done. And I said to myself, is this how I want to spend the rest of my days? And I feel like, and that was probably 15 years ago. I feel like you're starting to see more people going, what are my other options? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it, Mary. She got so sick. She was like, yeah. Yeah. And she was working. Our feet were killing us. But sometimes you're like, girl, I'd rather have my back hurt, my feet hurt, going home to peace. Going home to peace. Mm-hmm. Who do I know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So many divorces of our retired parents, 60 plus, and after 30 and 40 years of marriage. Yeah, Janelle. And I think it's because, and I'm sure you're going to concur, but maybe I'm wrong. But I remember is when I was in like, we were in Catholic school, right? So high school, grammar school. If somebody was divorced in the church, it was whispered. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because it was a no, no. If you were divorced, you couldn't get married in the church again. Because there was unless you annulled it, which nobody was really doing. Maybe somebody did. But do you remember what I'm talking about? It was real hush hush. It was like, she's divorced. She would. And people would grab their chips. What? And it didn't matter if he had done something or not. And it was like real weird. Now people are like, yo, got divorced. Yeah, no communion. You're not getting divorced. Now people are like, you divorced? Bless you. You do it? Who are you bringing next? I think that, and I feel like it was more like, do you still need to get an annulment to be married in the church again, Anna? I don't know. Yeah, a friend divorced after 50 plus years enjoyed the rest of her life in peace. Yeah, now they got divorce parties. Yep, life is too short. Mm-hmm. Even in non-Catholic, you're right. Even in a non, I mean, I can only speak to it from mine. But I mean, just in general, I remember there was a lady in our neighborhood. Now, here's a story. You want to talk about the talk of the neighborhood. So many stories about the talk of the neighborhood. You know, like the salacious things you were like, oh. And now you think back and you're like, that was so dumb. In our neighborhood, it was like we lived in Spring Creek 1, then there was Spring Creek 2. It was like a development, right? So it's like, mm-hmm. And yes, you can technically cannot receive communion if you don't have the annulment. Even now, I don't eat it because it has gluten. But I didn't know it's because Jesus said not to. My mom was excommunicated for marrying my Protestant divorced dad. Isn't that crazy? In the order, you have to get it before getting married again. Did you hear what she said? Christine, when she left, I just took a left turn, but it was just so funny. It's a funny clip where she's like, we were only spiritually married. So technically we're still married until I have sex with another man. I was like, be amazing if it was that easy. Divorce is just that easy. You're just like, you know what? I'm out. Gonna grab my stuff. Gonna head out just down the street and wrap this up. Right? Oh, Tan, you got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. Got married. His wife is Catholic and divorced. She had to get a special permission. They had to meet with his Catholic bigwig before they could get married in the church. Been with my old man for 11 years. A lot of people say it's not common nowadays for people still going to be dead. So 35 doesn't seem that angry. Yeah. I couldn't get married in church because my husband was divorced and he was married in a temple. There's so many. My mother-in-law has been single since her divorce when my husband was in his early 20s and he's in his mid 50s. She said she'd never get married again. Was it Robin that said it? Might have been. Oh, it was Robin that said it. And then I think they went to a clip of Christine cracking up laughing. Mm-hmm. I think there should be an opt-out clause. Vicky, I've always said, I want to talk about it after a number of years. You know, like stay legally married, but none of the day-to-day responsibilities, separate rooms, separate houses. I feel like if you have children, always be connected. So you might as well keep financial stability and deduction. Here's my thing, Vicky. Tell me if you're on board. This was just a theory I came up with years ago. My theory is that marriage is a 7-year commitment, like out of the gate, 7 years, you're in, okay? In the 7th year, you have to opt in. You're automatically opted out. So it's an opt-in. You know how they do that with like insurance? You have to say it again. It doesn't just automatically happen. It just, you have to opt back in. So sometime around like year 5 and a half, you start looking at people at dinner and you're like, so, how do you think this going? Like that. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if I'm opting in. I'm just saying. All right, exception to the rule. Here's Kathy. If you haven't broken your marriage vows, you can still have communion. Can't remarry in a church if you don't get an annulment. It's a lot of rules. My mom's been divorced for almost 40 years and considers herself still married, even though my father has passed away, because she says in God's eyes, he could not divorce her. And your mom never, Kezia, your mom never dated anybody in 40 years? Huh. Married for almost 12, both 38. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I'm 1 month shy of 20 from my stepmom. Ugh, Meredith. Married twice. First time for 19 years. Second time, 2.5. Now I've been with my fiance for 19 years. I'm good with a ring and no marriage. That's what I said, Vicky. My school girlfriend's mom was divorced and all the other moms only referred to her as the divorcee. Okay, Kobe. She's moving the lights. They referred to her as, there was a lady in the neighborhood. Let's get back to the neighborhood. It's in the development. It's all families, married, whatever. But there is a lady on the corner. You know, there's always the lady on the corner. Now, mind you, I was like 7 or 8. Okay, this is my frame of reference. She had 3 boys. Mark. And one of them is named Mark. I don't know the other ones. And they were all real, but no dad. The dad wasn't around. And they would be out till all hours of the night. Ba-da-ba, the whole thing. She gets divorced. Well, she got these 3 boys in this nice little suburban house. And next thing you know, she getting a job, she got to work. Well, we didn't live too far from Atlantic City. And she was a beautiful woman. Like, you know how you like in the neighborhood, there's like mom lives there, mom lives there, mom lives there. That lady is beautiful. The divorcee, right? Gorgeous. Well, the place that she could go make the most money was in Atlantic City as a cocktail waitress. As I don't know if she was a bunny. I feel like she might have been a bunny. I don't remember Atlantic City having a bunny, but I was not down there during this time. But she was a bunny. And a cocktail waitress bunny. And it was a whole thing. And so... But I tell you this story. Oh, because she was the one in the neighborhood and everybody talked about her. And I was like, I don't know. She seems like she got a lot going on over there. Oh, it was a whole thing. The whole thing. But yeah, Bob and I are working on our annulments. You can get an annulment after you remarry. Can't have our marriage blessed until we have annulments from our first marriages. Can you, like, what are the rules for annulment? I thought like it has to be like that somebody had ill intentions from the beginning. I don't really know. If I'm sure there might be places that have gluten-free wafers. I haven't found them. Nope. Kezia said after 40 years, she's still single. She won't even talk to nice men in her senior apartment. What? My mom never dated after my dad died. She was 52 when he died. Didn't have children for 8 years because I wasn't sure it would work out. Now just celebrated our 51st anniversary on Sunday. I think, what if? Oh, my husband was married to an ex at 23. We started dating during his divorce hearing. We're both Protestant and my church needed a good explanation on why he was divorced before we got married in the church. When he said she cheated, they didn't meet anymore. Yeah. Wow. 18 years. My dad got annulment from my mom after 20 years of marriage, 3 kids, and 18 years of divorce. What? My dad said I was going to hell because I married a Lutheran and I was raised Catholic. What? Always on a corner, Mary. Mm-hmm. My husband died 1 month shy of 40 years. Would be 50 years in May. Oh, Kathy. You can still receive communion if you stay single after the divorce. Annulments required to remarry. This happened with my mom. Maybe she was a Borgata babe. Mm-hmm. The same with my grandmother. Widowed at 52, never dated. Again, she passed at almost 102. She was widowed longer than she was married. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say stripper. I don't know, Tanya. I feel like that's how everybody treated her, but I think she was just like a Borgata babe or something. They did have a Playboy club in the early 80s, Tracy. Maybe she was. Mm-hmm. My priest told me I had more than enough reasons for an annulment. Never did. Had no intention of ever marrying again. I have a friend that her granddad died. For the grandkids to get to the ranch's land, they all have to get married within a certain time. 5 kids. Their parents died in an accident long ago. What? They have to get married. That's an awful reason to get married. No, I don't like that at all. Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom knew every neighbor within 10 houses on both sides of the street. I don't even know the people that live next door. Yeah, Renee, that's what I'm reading. So you can shack up after a divorce. And you good. Girl, you fine. Living in sin? Girl, you could go get communion, My mom refuses to date even 12 years after my dad died. She is 77. My husband passed away 4 years ago. I've never dated. I'm 55. It's too much for my daughter, and I don't want anyone else's luggage at my age. I hear a lot of people say that, Diane. I don't know. I'm choosing to look... I have heard people say, I don't want to be caring for somebody when I'm old. I already paid my dues. I don't know. I feel like even here, even in our community, whether it's my mom and her church and her lunch bunch, whatever. I think as long as you have companionship, whatever that looks like, you know, for you, whatever makes you happy, whether it's a person that you are vibing with, or it's your girlfriends, or it's church people, or the crazy people that fly all over the country to watch a crazy comedian, whatever. I feel like as long, or dogs, cats, squirrels, this is here. I feel like you got to do you, whatever you're comfortable with. Bob said, we slept in separate beds the last 10 years. We still ate dinner as a family, but my son graduated from high school. We were done. Now I live alone. Not sure how to date ladies. Want marriage. I want to be alone and just be friends. How to date ladies who want to be married. I want to be alone and just be friends. That's a lot, Bob. I think that, I mean, you're here, you're listening to all these ladies. I think there are ladies who are like, listen, I like having companion, go and do stuff. That's good. That's good. I think there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, I said squirrel and Missy showed up. But there are, even on like the dating apps, like you can say like, I'm looking for friendship, or I'm looking for a date, or I'm looking, there was a third one, like a business something, I don't know. But you can, and there's a lot of meetup groups. I just say, go do something. Go shake it up a little bit. Get the new underwears. What? Mm-hmm. I know all my, yeah, I know a lot of my neighbors too. My grandpa died at 76. My grandma never remarried. She passed away in 21 at 95. Dad widowed at 54, would visit cemetery every week, never dated or remarried. Bonnie. My grandmother widowed at 55, never dated again, died at 91. What? I feel like if your religion has prerequisites, that's a huge red flag. Well, I think that they're learning that if they start excommunicating everybody, ain't going to be nobody left. My husband needed an annulment for us to get married in the Catholic Church 28 years ago. His ex was having an affair with the woman next door who was not as open and shut as you'd think. We didn't get married in the Catholic Church, but still married. Wow. I'll sign up for lunch bunch all day long, but marriage again? No, thank you. Divorced after 23 years of marriage, remarried a few years later, lasted 2 years, now been with this one for 13 years. That's interesting. That's a second story like that, where like maybe you jump into like a second thing too quick and that doesn't last long. And then you're like, we don't need to get married. Just be together. Mm-hmm. Leah, I think Leah's story is my dad passed away over 3 years ago. My parents are married for over 50 years. She loves my dad, but the first time in her life, she's living on her own. That's my mom. Di and Kerbin were married 53, and she's never lived on her own. I've never lived on my own. So we were both kind of doing it at the same time. She doing it better. My sips and my pods, crazy Daisy. Mm-hmm. Who are you talking about? I don't know. She's Kendra. I mean, not you. Mm-hmm. Suzanne's like, I'll be Bob's friend. Bob, you got a lot of friends right here. They like in your vibe. Mm-hmm. Where do you live, Bob? My mother-in-law's 88 and dating a 90-year-old girl. They do everything together. She's been a widow for 17 years. Here's Missy. I married a younger guy. So maybe he will live long enough to take care of anything weird that happens to me. And that's why she did it. I think that was part of her vows. She was like, Jeremy, let's be clear. Mm-hmm. Roommates, 53, 66, partners for 22 years. We good. Aw. Mm-hmm. Here's Kathy. Kathy says, I'm fine, but I do have kidney cancer. Who would want to date that? Kathy, I'm going to stop this show right here. You ask anybody else in this chat, give me some reasons why I am undateable. I can give you like seven. I'm at the hospital, I don't know, every 2 weeks or so. I'm not taking me off the shelf. Kathy, don't you do that to yourself. Girl, you good. You over here typing, watching the morning show. You're doing stuff, learning about Bob. Listen, you do whatever you want. Girl, you got kidney cancer, do whatever you want. You can get the new underwears, go out, have a good time, whatever. That's not okay. I would want to date that, Kathy. You know how much fun you and I would have together with our bad kidneys?
Maybe you have
to. So maybe we're dating. Kathy, kidney sister. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law dated after her husband died. She had a boyfriend. We asked why they didn't get married. She said she didn't want to have to take care of another man. She liked getting flowers every week. Nancy, why you gotta, listen, do you know how much fun it is to be a girlfriend compared to a wife? Or being single? Here's Judy. Being single, doing whatever the heck you want. Wife. Listen, I'm sure you wives are having a good time. And I don't want to take that away from you. I am just saying, also fun. Steak Diane's like, I feel attacked right now. There was a comment made a couple minutes ago. My best friend always says when our partners go, her and I are going to live together and live happily ever after. Nicole, listen, there's a lot of other reasons you should be afraid of a dating app, but the murder, I mean, I'm sure it happens. But let me put you this way. Even if you met somebody that wasn't on a dating app, you should think they're going to murder you. Murder should always be right here, like right behind the forehead. Murder. Someone that takes time to read the words I painstakingly write out. Oh, okay, go Vols. Say something fun. I would love to read it. My mother widowed at 50 and never remarried or dated. She said she had, I'm going to say, no use for a man. I had to put this in. My girlfriend asked where I was going. I told them I was running away. I was 48. My husband was 54 when he died, married 33 years. I don't ever want another man. And that is a choice, Lori. You do you. Yeah. Well, I think that there's good things and not so great things that can happen. And it just depends on if you're the kind of person that wants to go on the ride. Lorene's like, I don't think I could tolerate someone forever at this point. Girl, you know wrong. I don't even know if I can tolerate myself. Hey, Roy. My parents will be married 50 years in December. They live on their own before, though. Bob is in Omaha, Nebraska. So if there's any ladies in Omaha, Nebraska, just want to go out, have a nice cup of coffee with Bob. Okay? He's not looking to get married. He just go do some stuff. All right? So there's men out there. And just let's go to a nice movie. My husband tried to divorce me about 15 years ago. I said no. He served me the papers and everything. We're now married 42 years. Yeah. Oh, you're not going anywhere, sir.
What's that phrase? He's not there for a long time and there for a good time.
Mooney. What?
He's not there for a long time. He's there for a good time.
He's not there for a long time. He's there for a good time. And in Mooney's case, he's not going anywhere. Shook ahead. We're not getting divorced. You're going to be here. We're going to do at least 42 years. That's the funniest line ever. My grandfather died in 63. My grandmother died at 97 in 2019. Never did it again. She said nobody would have wanted a widow with 9 kids. Eileen, 9 kids. Here's Michelle. I'm on a heart transplant list and my sister's is dating. I told her that my profile would have to say, must have good health insurance. Michelle, you just took my heart away. And I didn't mean that in the, that was not a pun. That was just a bad timed turn of phrase. But I'm praying for you on your list, Michelle. And I would date you too. I'm dating everybody with health conditions. You know what? I'm changing my profile. I will only date people that have a current need for healthcare. I'm the same. I'm like, listen, I know when my healthcare, my Cobra coming to a close. I got my eyes on that date. I'm like, ooh, that's going to be a hard day. Uh-oh. Here comes Tiffany Boom Boom. I'm flying tomorrow to California to see my nephew graduate the Marines. That's beautiful. I've only been on a plane once, 25 years ago. I'm terrified. Tiffany, be fine. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine. And when it takes off, just look out the window and go, what in the Tiffany Hall? Like that. Mm-hmm. I've been married 27 years, but I would not want to go back into the dating world. Nobody wants that. Mm-hmm. Everyone is now asking about water wiggle. Well, Mandy, you did that to yourself. And we thank you. I think it makes you 10 times more interesting. It's like, oh, I'm not going to lie. It has been. The attention's been good. Alejandra wants to know what part of California you're coming to, Tiff. Widowed 7 years ago at 60. First time living on my own also. But I would like someone to hang out with. Been a long time. I've been in the dating scene. Yeah. Patty, go ahead. I'm telling you, that's why I started pickleballing. But you can go on to like a meetup group. There's meetups for everything. I kept trying to get Eileen to go to the prison with me. We still have to do it. You could meet up on anything. You could meet up in crochet. You can meet up and play chess. You can meet up and play board games. There's people just looking to do stuff.
You should set someone up on there.
Yeah.
Are there two people who are?
Yeah, there's lots of people. On here that meet up for different reasons. It's not a dating show. I used to wonder why some older women would choose to stay alone, said Sylvia. After being with someone for 24 years, I now understand. I'm just tired. Sylvia, girl, something about, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Right before my surgery, I went out, got a whole bunch of food. Di brought over the pain bags. Andrea dropped stuff off, but I wasn't eating anything. I wasn't really feeling well. I came out. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a cookie from my pain bag. Guess what? No cookie. Someone ate them. Someone opened up my cookies.
What?
What?
Yeah, they weren't that good.
No, they were. They were.
I had two.
Wow. You know that was in my pain bag.
I have pain.
No, you didn't have pain. You did not have pain.
That my heart needed a cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am 52, two marriages, now single, and life's never been better. My three adult kids are part of my life but are grown. I have all the freedom now. That's a beautiful thing. Third time was the charm, said Marianne. Tammy, my husband passed away 4 months ago. Only 38 years of marriage. Tammy, I love that you wrote only. Tammy, girl, we're here for you. We're here for you. Mm-hmm. All right, Candace, we won't talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. Being a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. My bestie sometimes wishes she was single like me. Sometimes I wish I had the companion like her hubby. We compare our lives. Right? I mean, listen, there's good points and bad points to everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would get married again after my divorce, but I was only 26. Got married again when I was 38. I keep telling my friends we should buy a ton of land, build a huge home where everyone gathers and everyone has a granny pod to go back to. Laura says there are six of us friends that live on the same block and we take trips together. We've already talked about living together if anything happens to our hubbies. Of course, it will look real suspicious if something happens to all the husbands at the same time. They'll be like, it's so weird. Six fellas died of food poisoning last night and they're building a beautiful home. That would be suspicious. Mm-hmm. Kathy said, when my husband died, I had to learn how to make coffee. Kathy, that means he took good care of you. My husband died when we were 45. I'm 62 now. My boyfriend moved in about 1 year ago. He's 11 years younger. What? What? My Zumba teacher said she wanted to switch lives with me. I told her you should be careful what you wish for. Tanya, did you tell her all the trips you go on, though? Because and she definitely switched me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My parents divorced after 32 years and neither one ever dated anyone after that. Really? Chang's like, Dina, I don't want to mention it, girl, but I got health care and a pension. What? Uh-huh. My mother died at 95 and my grandmother at 97. I'm hoping I can live long enough to have some fun before I leave this earth, said Barb. Do it. Barb, you got a good trajectory coming. Yeah. Oh, Alejandra, she's going to San Diego. Tezzy said, no way I could date after 31 years married. Only old guys are attracted to me. I mean, old. Kezia, I literally was like, I think that my bracket of people who are interested is 70 to 90. And that's what was so funny on the app. Like you could put in like 50-year-olds. There was like five. There's just five men. You're like, where are all the 50-year-olds? And then you realize, oh, wait a minute. 50-year-old men are not looking for 50-year-old women. What? No, they looking, what? Okay. Mm-hmm. I did just say prison. It was a thing. Here's Faye. I lost my husband 7 years ago after 46 years of marriage. Wouldn't remarry, but I do miss the conversation of a man. And Faye, that is very different than the conversation of a woman. Men will sit and listen for hours. What do they have to say? Nothing. I like how you said that, Faye. I think it's important. And again, I don't care if it's like Bob is saying, like, I don't want to marry anybody. I just want to go have companionship. I think it's so important. And whether that comes in the form of a lover or friends or $5 friends or whatever, or pets, whatever brings you joy, your piss, that sounds weird, your pods, your sips. I keep calling them pisses. I can't. My nephew graduated. The family day before the graduation was my favorite day. He had so much to talk about. He grew up. Yeah. My sister has been single over 20, 25 years, one widowed and one divorced. At the ages of 70 and 72, they decided they wanted to date. Why? I think that's awesome, Peggy. So you have two sisters, one is 70 and one is 72, and they just started dating. I love it. Mm-hmm. Here comes Lee. Lee's like, men make great friends without dating. We do pay for everything. Look at Lee coming in from the side. He goes, oh, who wants to go out for some coffee? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My best friend and I have been friends for over 30 years and consider each other soulmates. It's true. Mm-hmm. Married 33 years, divorced 3 years, love being by myself. Second marriage is the charm. My hubby is 5 years younger than me. We'll be married 30 years. Oh. Kate and Allie. Yeah, that was a groundbreaking show. I'm wishing I had a prospect. At 53, there isn't anyone, and all I'm doing is taking care of three people in my house. They all need to leave. Curly top, do it. Clean house. Boom. Get them out. Curly top, you're outgoing. You got to find the meetup group. Bada, bada, ba. Volunteer. My aunt and uncle divorced and then started dating with benefits. They just couldn't live together. Okay, wait a second. Water Wiggle just dropped a bomb. Let's see what Water Wiggle has to say. My boyfriend from Australia. What? Has to say he isn't getting married on the visa application when he comes here in the summer. Okay, Water Wiggle. I'm over here thinking you're in a yard with like a thing where you run and you jump and you're just doing yard games. You're dating a guy in Australia. He's coming over on a visa. What? I'm going to need a picture. Patricia, divorced 21 years, never dated, would like a travel partner. Patricia, they have groups. There was a lady on one trip, I think it was when we were on the cruise, and she has like a group of just other like single ladies and they all just travel together. And they, you know, she's like, listen, a lot of my friends at home, they don't want to travel or they can't. But I found a group online and we just go on trips together. We have a great time. Just see the world. You should do it, Patricia. My question is how to stay in contact with the ex. I'm on 2 years and I have no desire to see him. Unfortunately, our daughter is getting married in June and the mistress will be there. Oh, Julie just dropped a bomb. Let's talk about it, Julie. But this is going to be, our question of the day. 2 years, there was a mistress, but the daughter's getting married. Let's just sit on this for a second. I want to give you good advice, Julie. Not that you asked. Well, you did ask. Here we go. This is where we are. I have chosen to focus on me. What's behind you is behind you. And the only thing that's good for Julie now, in my opinion, we'll see what everybody says, is for Julie to focus on what Julie loves and what brings Julie joy. And obviously going to your daughter's wedding will bring you great joy. And I also, and I know that some other people have this skill set as well, I have mastered the ability to not see people on the planet. I don't know if you have this. It's like Jedi level. And it's when you just don't see them. It's like Star Trek. Or you can just do this with your head and then walk away and then go back to your table where your joy is. You just got to have a table of joy at the wedding, Julie. And you just hang out at that table and you smile. And the best revenge is happiness. It's true. And maybe a punch in the face or if she fell. But, you know, one of those. Mm-hmm. I don't like that word. Linda, I love the word lover. And I think you should get one. Linda, I would like for you to be Linda Lover Unkuntukas Danielle. What's an Unkastunka? Ustinukaluk. Ustinluk. Ustin. What is that name? Danielle. Linda, I'm going to need you to explain your name. I'd like to call you Linda Lover. And I would like for you to learn to love the word, Linda. Are you married? Tell me. Linda Lover. You got to get rid of this Ustin look. This is not a good look. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Has so much to talk about. I lost my husband after 59 years of marriage. I miss him so much. But I have an adopted Havanese dog named Angel. She's my best friend. Ginny, if that brings you joy, wonderful. Just got to have something that brings you joy, fills you up. My mom hasn't dated since my dad left when I was 6 years old. I'm 42. And she's still single and happy on her own. Mm-hmm. You all need a gay dude in your life. Yeah, it's you, Joey Joe. What are you talking about? You're the guy. You have a lot of work. There's 600 of us here at least. Mm-hmm. That's who I went to see in Australia. What is Water Wiggle talking about? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did. I went past the throat part, Ginny, because it didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You've been dating a guy from Australia for 14 years, Water Wiggle. Mm-mm. My dad died at 42. My mom never went on another date. She's 92 now and still single. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's basically 90-day fiancé is what I hear her saying. We've been dating for 14 years. He comes every summer and I went to Australia once. What are you talking about? What? I found a little online group I travel with. It's called One Funny Mother Tours. You know, you're not wrong. As I was saying it out loud. I'm outgoing and out there doing things, but just no man, no prospects. Sad about it. Curly Top, well, we are here to carry you through until whatever needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Love the daughter. Enjoy the wedding. Julie, go to the wedding looking like a snack. Looking like a snack. Be polite, but avoid them as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rhonda says, Julie, this is a tough one. Hold your head up high. Enjoy your daughter's day. You're the bigger person. How do you guys find travel groups? Well, Trina, I have 68 girlfriends that want to take a trip to celebrate 30 years of friendship and turning 40. Don't know where to go. Well, it does take some planning. I was happy my ex had a mistress, so I didn't have to deal with the issue at my daughter's wedding. There you go. Mm-hmm. Have the best time at the wedding and show them you're fine. Kill them with kindness, said Kathy. I do. I have two no strings attached boyfriends. Their names are Jurgen and Wim. Mm-hmm. I was married for 15 years, divorced and swore I'd never do it again. Here I am, remarried on the 12th year. It's been fantastic. Sometimes you get lucky. Looking like a snack. Julie, you got this. Ignore, ignore, ignore after a polite greeting. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steak Diane Elizabeth, that's a kid at school, was saying everyone was a snack. He said I was a milkshake. And my response was, so I bring all the boys to the yard. I always try to pronounce Linda's last name in my head. You can't. Ukanukik. Akanakin. Mm-mm. All right, curly top. This is from Bougie Taylor. I say at the risk of sounding uncaring, even though I'm not you, you don't need a honey. I've seen and heard enough about you here to know you are strong, so nice, so loved by friends. But I hope you don't stay sad about any man not realizing and valuing your awesomeness. Boom! You just got Bougie Taylor'd. She's laid it down. Bougie knows stuff. She probably texted that from her horse. She's like, horse. Mm-hmm. So he's like, yeah, can we get back to water wiggle? How do I find myself an Australian man? Mm-hmm. Yeah, how come water wiggle? Are you going to put him in for a hot dad of the month? He doesn't even have to be a dad. The rules are very loose. We would like to see Mr. Australia being submitted for hot dad of the month. And please call him Mr. Australia. My hubby now included my son, who was 9 years old at the time, to help pick out my engagement ring. And he walked me down the aisle at our wedding, Marsha. Oh, that's beautiful. It would be a real shame if she got locked in the basement or something. Real shame. Are you talking about the mistress? I hope so. Yeah, we didn't find a travel group. We made a travel group. That's true. I've been caring for my parents for the last 11 years. My mom passed away 7 years ago. My dad just passed yesterday. It's the first time in over a decade that I'll be free to travel wherever. Feels strange. Kimberly, I'm going to hug you. Everybody take a minute. Kimberly, you got this. Listen, you know what I think is amazing? I think it's amazing all of you share your stories, and it's so lovely. But I also think that all of us get in our own heads about our own stuff. I don't know. Raise your hands. Are you? Okay. That's me. And then you just get on here and you read people's stories and you hear other people's pains and you hear other people's crosses and your heart just goes out. You're like, oh my gosh, not to take away from your own stuff. But I think there's just some weird camaraderie and pain. And so, you know, everybody's doing a great job. My brother met his now wife from Bulgaria on Pokemon Go. Girl, you need to get on Pokemon Go. In Bulgaria. That's the captivating Kim. Kimmy just came up with the answer. All you girls over here trying to find people in America, that's your problem. You need to download Pokemon Go, head to Bulgaria. Duh. Like we had to get captivating Kimmy to come in here and tell us that secret. Yeah, look pretty. Don't eat my cookies. What? Mm-hmm. For science, said Mandy. And we need to hear his Australian accent. Mm-hmm. Audio, obviously. I was shocked when my mom suggested a college graduation party for me with my dad and stepmom there. It took a lot for her. That's nice, Meredith. That's important to hear, Julie. I think it would mean a lot to your daughter to be able to say, you know, I'm excited that we'll all be there, even if you're not. Am I supposed to say that too? And two babies. They did the 90-day fiance thing, but not the show, just the process. Mm-hmm. Here comes Alejandra. Nashville will be my present to myself. This will be the first time I travel so far on my own. Let's hear it for Alejandra coming in. I just want to say, and again, I know there's lots of people in lots of different scenarios, but lots of single ladies here. And how many people and how many times that we have trips, and it'll be the first time that a woman is traveling by herself so far since, what is it, a divorce or a death or your kids growing up or maybe just doing something for yourself. And so we're going to have more trips coming up, but I'm just saying this is a great place to be able to find that camaraderie and all of these lovely things. Uh-huh. She was supposed to come to San Antonio last year, and I think she couldn't, said Shakendra. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in every family photo on the wedding day, when the photographer says stay to cheese, just say ho instead. You will have the best smile of all, said Maggie. My parents passed away 2 years ago. They were married 45 years. My mom passed first, and my dad passed 4 months later. I think he died of a broken heart. Doing a great job. You're the best one. That's what the bracelet should say. That's what my grandma always used to say. Mm-hmm. My daughter met her husband while studying abroad in New Zealand. They just moved back to the U.S. on Saturday. I think I saw your picture. It was nice. There are a bunch of men in Africa. You can basically take your pick. You just have to pay for them to get here. These are random fun facts. Yeah, the photo, Beth, that's the same one. Mm-hmm. 62, never married. Have not been in a relationship since 1999. Love my single life. Mm-hmm. I pray every day I pass before my husband because I cannot imagine being alone at this age. He had bypass surgery and cancer twice with his immunotherapy as I write this. I really do love him. Mooney, of course you do. You forced him to stay. You're locked in. Mm-hmm. Stephanie said, Kimberly, I was in a similar situation. My mom passed 4 years ago. It was super strange to be able to travel. I haven't done as much as I'd like, but I'm getting there. So hang in there, said Stephanie. Say, look, you guys are like sisters. Mm-hmm. It's so funny, too. I think that when you hear other people's stories, you realize, you know, people go through lots of stuff and they make it through, you know, which sometimes is hard to see because I feel like sometimes it feels like we're not gonna make it through, but we do. So anyway, I am traveling. Here comes Judy. I'm traveling to Amsterdam, Britain, and Scotland by myself. So if I can do it, so can you all. I know. I got it, Tanya. On it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, listen. That wasn't effective. We did a great job. We had pie, some of us. Unpacked some stuff for Julie. And see someone who is struggling more. You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, I think we learned a lot of things. Number one, you can order a boyfriend from Australia. Mm-hmm. Tiffany Hall will officially be in about 30 to 60 days. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Melanie, I've been divorced 15 years after a 20-year marriage. No desire to dip my toes in the dating pool. I don't want the complications of a man. Just a neighbor with benefits for when in need. Girl. Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is there's still a chance. Judy, when is your trip? So we know when you're out of the country. Mm-hmm. And we can follow along. Good morning, Coast Cedar. So that's it, everybody. Tonight is Tipsy Tuesday. I'm going to see, shirts should be going out. There's a little delayed. Normally we ship on 21 to 23, which today is 23. It's not happening yet. So I think they ship Monday, Tuesday next week. So they are getting packed and ready to go out. I relate so much to Mooney. Yeah. Listen, there's somebody here. You can, I leave September 2nd. All right. Good to know. Put it on the calendar. All right. Going to wrap it up here. National Take a Chance Day. Do something for yourself and take a chance on something new. There you go. Also, if you want to start setting in some flowers, we're going to take this down. You can go to the calendar at the community button on onefunnymother.com and see how you would like to participate. Is that Jacqueline?
It's Wendy.
Oh, it's Wendy. Oh, look, it's 9:59. All right, we're done. That was Wendy. All right, I got to go. I'm really busy. I'll talk to you guys later. Okay, bye-bye. What button do I have to click? Thanks for watching, and we'll see you tonight for Tipsy Tuesday. We're getting drunk. You know. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.